Hello and welcome back to the Black and White Podcast. I'm Cameron Turner here with my partner in crime,
Colby Farley.
And today we're going to be picking up where we left off in our last podcast, Chapter 1, Making of a Monster. If you haven't seen that, in this podcast right now, watch it and come back. We're going to be talking about Hitler and how he rose to power and how he became a dictator and some of the things he did.
Yes, and the last podcast gives a very good insight on his childhood and what made him who he was.
I want to talk about the Germans Working Party, which we sort of touched on last time, but I want to talk about how he made it into the Nazis. He quickly rose to the top because of his beliefs, and he basically falsely preached all these things to people about undoing the Treaty of Versailles and uniting ethnic Germany. But he said, like, in a lot of the German Worker Party group, it agreed with this. He said that he only wanted Aryans to be allowed to be citizens, and that they were going to be perfect, and that the Jews would be outcasted.
The Aryans were his think of a super race that was blonde hair, blue eyed people that were perfect.
Dude, that is such a stupid thing. Like, nobody's perfect.
And I think he could have done that if we wouldn't have stopped him.
Yeah, and that's for a later day on World War II. But in the Germans Working Party, he renamed it the Nazis, which stands for a huge long acronym that I'm not even going to try to pronounce. But he organized a group within the Germans Working Party, which we'll now be referring to as the Nazis, called the Storm Detachment, which is also known as the SA for short. During this time, World War I was just ending, and the Weimar Republic had just been sort of founded, you know? And it was really weak.
This was when Germany was in extreme debt, and
they were in debt, like,
hurt because we absolutely annihilated
Treaty of Versailles, which is one of the main things that Hitler wanted to undo.
And, yes, because it screwed us over and put us...
Screwed Germany over.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It screwed Germany over and then put them...
I am not a German.
...in an extreme hole of debt.
Yeah, and so they started to print more money, right? But the problem with that is...
The money
printing
didn't,
money,
wasn't worth anything
it doesn't, either. It doesn't make your country richer. It makes your money worth less. Like...
They could go out with money, throw it on the streets, and it was worth nothing. Their
like
money.
Bread was costing you 200 billion German marks, which is just like, wow. But, so they needed help, obviously. There's no way that an already struggling Germany.
And their president was nowhere near as good as anything.
The Weimar Republic was very weak. So America, sweet, sweet America, I say that in sarcasm, but, they helped pay loans, like, they were given money to Germany so they could pay off the other countries. And they did that until the Wall Street crash happened. And that, as you know, caused the Great Depression.
But that's another day for another story.
Yeah, but it's very involved in this story because Hitler was very enraged by this. And so he was promising to undo this stupid treaty where his country was poor and everything. But, you know, he just got caught up into it, and so he decided that this was the perfect time. His republic was struggling, and he figured that it was time for a change. So he led a march, and he hoped that the police would join his side, but sadly they didn't. He had been arrested for treason. High treason, which
he only stayed 9 months, which it should have been 5 years.
It should have been a lifetime. Like...
Somewhat, but I think he was offered parole too.
Yeah.
But
we talked in during that he wrote his book Mein Kampf, My Struggle, and when he got out of prison, he realized that the Germans Worker Party, the Nazis, had thrived like because
Very
of his
well.
Book. Like he's getting more followers because everybody wanted to change. Everybody needed something to change because it wasn't working. Everybody knew that. And so, you only had two options, basically. The Nazis and the communists.
Yes.
And a lot of people didn't like the racism, but they voted for him anyways. some people agreed with the message he was sending, and some people didn't even know anything about politics. They just got caught up in the hype.
Yeah.
And that's sort of something you see today, isn't it?
Yes, hopping on the bandwagon is what they really did. They
Golden State Warriors.
They saw something popular, and if I'm not on that, I don't fit in. And
yeah.
They hopped on it, which Hitler used to his advantage.
I mean, if you're uneducated and ignorant about a subject, and you hear something that sounds good, you're going to think it's
yes.
good.
Yes.
Like, oh, undo the Treaty of Versailles. We're going to be a united Germany. We're going to get our land back. We're going to outcast the Jews because they're the problem. Hitler gave them a scapegoat.
Yes.
Hitler gave them a reason for what was happening and a reason to take it out on them and restore Germany.
Which they didn't have. They didn't have that reason. They didn't know what happened.
It was not because of a lesser race or anything like that. We all know that's not true.
But Hitler is... I can relate Hitler to very many real people today.
Trump. I didn't say that.
I mean, it's not like we're even picking sides.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that...
But seeing as there were only two choices left, in 1932, the Nazis became like one of the biggest parties. And Hitler even ran for presidency, but he lost to the World War I general. But he did surprisingly good. I think he got like 32% of the vote, but since he got the second, like his Nazi party was the second, the biggest political movement, he demanded that he become Chancellor.
Which so, gave him all the power technically.
Yeah.
He had to do whatever he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But then, being quote unquote Chancellor, it gave him the power to move to a dictator.
Yeah. Which, this is like something I want to touch on. In 1933, I think it was February, the German parliament was set on fire. And, like, historians are not sure who did that. We still don't know, but it's very suspected that the Nazis were behind that. And, so, like, they blamed the Nazi group, the stormtroopers, the SA, they blamed the communists, though. And so he got the president, the World War I general, to sign something that had... to sign, law, basically, that made it to where all communists was arrested. And the president died a little bit later, but with
which gave
all
Hitler
his,
a perfect chance to take power.
Yeah, with all his political, like, all the communists in the first concentration camp, like, in jail, and the SA intimidating other political people, he was the only decision left, which was the perfect thing. So he passed a law saying that he was in charge, now as chancellor, he was in charge of making the laws.
Which gave him the chance to make the Nuremberg Laws, which stripped the Jews of their rights and made their life miserable.
Yeah, when he rose to power, life in Germany changed drastically. Freedom of expression, assembly.
But this was just towards the Jews.
No, it wasn't. Some of the, like... saying, like, I couldn't greet you. I couldn't say, hey, Colby, how's your day going? It had to be, Hail Hitler.
Yeah, but this...
You could literally get sent to a concentration camp for not using...
But not regular white Germans. This was black, Mexican, disabled people.
Well, I feel like it sort of was. It was everybody, because he needed, like...
If you did not have blonde hair, blue eyes, and wasn't perfect to him... You were an imperfection.
He wanted to be treated like a god, and that's exactly what the Nazis treated him like. But shortly after he passed that law, the SA wanted to take over as the actual German government. Not government, but the army. And obviously, the army didn't like that. But Hitler had to keep the German army happy. And so... in what was known as the Night of Long Knives, Hitler rounded up his own generals, and he killed them.
Yes.
He slaughtered them. And while he was at it, little Adolf, he decided to kill politicians like Kurt... I'm so sorry if I butchered this. Von Selscher, reporters like Fritz Gerlich, and even guys who didn't do anything to him, like Willy Schmidt, and he just decided to kill him. And by the way, fun fact, they thought that Willy Schmidt was a different person. But in total, 200 people were killed.
Which, this was one of the first mass murders that Hitler... But that first and of, not last, one of the mass
that
murders
sort of
that
shows
Hitler
that he was in it for himself.
Yes. And this also leads to him using propaganda to get followers.
Yeah.
And gives him more credibility.
Like, one of the things that we talked about a few minutes ago was, like, freedom of expression, like, public assembly, that was all gone. And he was controlling the youth. He decided that he wanted to control the youth, which is one of his most famous quotes, which is, "He alone who controls the youth gains the future." And that's one of the things. Hitler didn't want his ideas to end with just Hitler. He wanted them to be drug on, and so he wanted to send boys to camp, teach them how to fight. He told,
which was called the Hitler Youth, which was both boys and girls. And
he sent boys to camps, and they were trained to fight, but they'd come home aggressive and violent.
Yeah, and he would make them jump off of very high dives. And then when they would do that, they would get a knife that was a Nazi knife.
They were trained to be perfect.
And they had this knife. They were giving 13-year-old kids that have been trained to kill people knives.
And not just like 6-inch pocket knives. They were huge.
They were daggers.
I feel like the girl, they had it worse physically, but the girls had it worse mentally.
Yes,
because they went to camp and it was like, You have no purpose but to have perfect babies.
Yeah, and help men.
Yeah, like that. You don't serve any place in this except to make perfect men. Which, one of the things that boys came home violent, girls came home pregnant.
And depressed.
Could you imagine, you have a daughter, and you are forced to send her to this camp, and she comes home pregnant?
Yeah.
But the saddest thing is, they've been so brainwashed that if their parents tried to do something about it, they would turn around and they would say, "You're standing in the way of the Aryans, like getting in our way," which is so sad. Just like they don't even know that they're being mistreated and things like that. But that's just some of the, like, goes to show how smart Hitler was, though, because taking control of the youth does lead to holding the future, even though the way he did it is just terrible.
Hitler would... He would use every chance he would get to get people on his side, kids, because they would grow up knowing that, and then he would gain those followers. They would teach their kids. He had a plan. He was a very smart man, but he used that in a very bad way.
Yeah. He, like we talked about, he was an aspired artist, which is like, he was really good. It was like people had stated that his art was beautiful, that it was like a sight to be seen, but he gave up. He didn't go with his passion, which is
there
really
was
sad.
A Nazi breeding program, touching on birth again while we're at it. There was a Nazi breeding program where they would breed humans and then get these super race
It's like natural selection with humans. Who does that? Who thinks of that?
Hitler. It's a perfect plan.
It is, but it's such a cruel and unnecessary plan. Hitler never took into account, this is what I think is perfect, but
yeah,
nobody else.
But he would take this Hitler youth on raids and stuff in town, and they would chase women.
I think
that
one of the things is, though,
and beat them.
Not everybody thought that this was perfect, but nobody was brave enough to speak out about that.
But he would take Hitler youth to raids, and then the Hitler youth would chase women, men, kids, and beat them with clubs.
They basically pirated towns.
Pretty much, and they would eliminate everybody that wasn't part of the Aryan race.
So just like, I don't even know how one person can, let alone form a plan like that, but just be that evil to think about that, like. But even worse, though, is what was going on in the concentration camps and things like that, and all the medical experiments that were going on, which is maybe one of the things that we'll be touching on in episode 3, guys. But I just want to say something real quick. German nationalism captivated Hitler as a young child, and his loss in World War I filled him with hate and a political movement that treated him like a god made him a melomaniac and a monster. See you guys on our next podcast.
Peace.